From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed two executive actions designed to enhance U.S. security, the more far-reaching of which restricts any Syrian refugees from entering the United States for an indefinite period of time. Friday's executive order, titled Protecting the Nation from Foreign Terrorist Entry into the United States, calls for suspension of visas and other immigration benefits to citizens of countries of particular concern.
I'm establishing new vetting measures to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States of America. We don't want them here. We want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas.
President Trump also met with British Prime Minister Theresa May at the White House, then spoke with reporters in a joint news conference. More from VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas.
After his first White House meeting with the world leader.
This is our first visit, so great honor.
President Donald Trump said he hopes to develop good relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I don't know the gentleman. I hope we have a fantastic relationship. That's possible, and it's also possible that we won't.
During a joint briefing with British Prime Minister Theresa May, Trump said it's too early to determine whether to lift sanctions on Russia.
U.S. President Donald Trump has spoken by phone with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, a conversation Trump described as very, very friendly a day after the trip was canceled to Washington. Trump said the talk lasted for about an hour and said the two of them will be working on a fair relationship, a new relationship. However, Trump said the two countries will be renegotiating the trade deals. This is VOA News. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson says Bashar al-Assad should be allowed to seek another term as Syria's president if any agreement is reached to end the country's nearly six-year-long civil war. The United States and its Western allies have long insisted that Assad must release and relinquish power in Syria as part of any peace agreement. A U.S. research institute that monitors North Korean weapons development says the communist country has likely resumed operations at a plutonium reactor at a nuclear facility. The website 38north.org posted commercial satellite images it said indicate Pyongyang is preparing to restart the reactor after previously recovering spent fuel rods. They can be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. The reported activities by North Korea are the latest in a series of defiant acts amid numerous United Nations sanctions enacted in response to North Korea's atomic and ballistic missile development programs. Italy's Coast Guard says it has rescued about 1,000 migrants from leaky boats in the Mediterranean, while one person has been found dead. More than 180,000 migrants reached Italy last year, which was a record number. The United Nations says more than 5,000 people died last year trying to cross the Mediterranean. Serena Williams has defeated her sister, Venus, in straight sets 6-4, 6-4, in the finals of the Australian Open Tennis Tournament. Serena captures her 23rd major singles title, setting a record. She'd been tied with Steffi Graf at 22 major titles. And Venus celebrated her sister's victory.
Yeah, it's a great number. I know she would like to have a little more. Who wouldn't? And it's a great moment. And I'm very happy that she's been able to, get to number 23 because there's 22 ahead of that that she also earned. And she earned it.
It was also the seventh Australian Open title for Serena Williams to go along with her seven titles at Wimbledon, six at the U.S. Open and three at the French Open. Serena Williams now has a 17-11 career record against her sister, including 10-5 advantage at Grand Slams. Twice Oscar-nominated British actor John Hurt has died at the age of 77. Hurt is best known for the films Midnight Express and The Elephant Man. Prolific actor, Hurt had a career that spanned more than 50 years in television, film, and voice work. Many people across the Pacific region began celebrating the arrival today of the Lunar New Year, which this year is known as the Year of the Rooster. In China, thousands gathered at Beijing's temples to light incense and bow as they prayed for good fortune and health. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.